Growing up, we spent most Thanksgivings at my grandmother's house in Brooklyn. She lived in a duplex and half of a house. And I swear the whole house was maybe the width of a pew. And this house was the house where she raised her 10 children. There were three small bathrooms upstairs and one bathroom. And on Thanksgiving, most of us got together. Most Thanksgivings for us was 30 or 40 people. And we'd sit down. We'd set up tables that went from here to, Mary, raise your hand. From here to Mary. And we filled up the entire house. So if you needed to go from the living room to the kitchen, you had to go outside and roam around. I love Thanksgiving. I love being with my family. I love being around all of those people. And I love the turkey. But I was at the kids' table on this side. The kitchen was over there. And by the time the turkey got made and carved and served to the adults and made its way down to the kids' table, it was like ice cold and kind of rubbery and wasn't too crazy about it. But here I was supposed to be thankful for it. And I was supposed to be happy about it. And it felt a little bit forced. It felt a little bit inauthentic. As we were putting together the service this week, I was worried that I was forcing gratitude on people. You heard the song that the choir sang, and I love it, and it's awesome, and it gives me so much excitement, and I was worried after Thursday night that it wasn't the right song to sing this week. Because I look around in the world and I see all of these problems. We talk about terrorism and war and put on a table of 81 names that's only scratching the surface of people who have been killed, and our church is having conversations about budget deficits, and I know so many people who are in pain, physical and mental pain, and here we are singing about happy thoughts and gratitude, and I wasn't sure if it was the right thing to do. And so I went to the scripture and I said, well, maybe the scripture will help me out. And the scripture talks about God and planting this vineyard, and God's people are the people in the vineyard, and then God gets angry with them. And God threatens to take away the protection and threatens to let the wild animals in. And that wasn't helping either. But fortunately, this choir works really hard. And fortunately, Kathy works us really hard. So we sang this song over and over and over and over again. And eventually the words started to hit home. And one of my favorite parts, you know, there's this line in there, thank you, Lord, for what you've done. And part of me wants to go, but what have you done? Look at all this violence and look at all of this pain. And but then I keep singing it over and over again, and I start to think, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm not opening my eyes. And I went back to the scripture, because it's a really long scripture, because we were doing this narrative lectionary thing, and the scriptures are really long. After a while, you kind of zone out and stuff, but there was more to the scripture after the angry God part. We start to talk about this root shooting out from the stump of Jesse. And I think I've heard that before. I think Advent's coming. And I think that for Christians, this text, we see a lot of Jesus in this text. Somebody who's going to come and help us out. And somebody who sees all the injustice and all the blood in the world and says, we're going to change that. So I go back to the song again, and I think, well, wait, what has God done for me that I can be thankful for? And I think about my family, the family I was born into and the family that I chose. I think about the friends that support me. I think about this incredible church sudden the gratitude just keeps making just a little bit more sense, and I find myself dancing to that song. I find myself singing that song even in the midst of the bad news. Because when I look to Scripture and I hear about the root coming from the stump of Jesse, and when I connect that to Jesus, then I hear the other things that Jesus says to me. Jesus says that those who believe in me will do the works that I've done and will do even greater. See, when Jesus comes on the scene, I get a call to do the work. And the question stops becoming, what has God done for me? And starts becoming, what can I do for God? And what can I do for God's people? And when I see all of this pain, what can I do to make it go away? See, because as I got older, I realized that somebody worked really hard on that turkey. Somebody put in a lot of extra hours. My grandmother or one of my uncles or my father got up probably at about 5 o'clock in the morning and put that turkey in the oven. And they spent time doing all the sides. And the reason it took so long to get to me was because we were all in it together. And it was important for us to sit down at a table together. So I can't just blame the person who made the turkey, because I've got a role in this too. And as I've gotten older, and as I've raised a family of my own, many years the turkey is my responsibility. And I wonder about what I need to do to make sure that it's not a cold lump of rubber and that everybody gets it. And it's the same with God's world. When I look out there and say, What's happening here? Why is there so much pain? The other half of that question is, what can I do about it? And what we do is we come together and we talk and we share our stories and we share our prayers. We make a commitment, instead of focusing on budget deficits, to focus on a chancel full of children excited to get their Bibles and their bookmarks, to hear about God and to learn where their role is in God's world, and to go out and do something in God's world. And instead of saying, all of my friends and family are suffering and have pain, I can go and sit with them and hold their hand and give them hugs and be with them. So going through all of that starts to help me remember the song and starts to help me realize that the worship that we have here is exactly what we need. That it's okay to be joyful, that it's okay to be thankful, and that it's the right thing to do. Because through that joy and through that gratitude, we get the energy to do what needs to be done. So my prayer this Thanksgiving is that we all gather around the table with hearts full of gratitude, thankful for the community that we share together. Thank you for those that we call family. And hopefully, thankful for some nice hot turkey. Can I get an amen?